God's abundant grace and mercy and peace be yours this night in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I have always liked Thanksgiving. I don't know about you guys. I love Thanksgiving. And it's, besides the fact that it's this holiday set aside for eating good food and watching football, those are good things. But as I look back and I reflect on my years of Thanksgivings and my times together, it has always held a special place in my heart as I think back to spending time with loved ones, friends, and family members, and just stopping and taking just this little slice of time out of the busyness of our lives to just be together. And so it doesn't matter for me if it's catching up with a relative that I haven't seen in a while, or playing game after game after game after game of Pinochle. Thanksgiving has always been special to me. But I also recognize that Thanksgiving can also be something of a polarizing holiday. Many of you, I'm sure, love Thanksgiving and you cherish this time and you're looking forward to being with friends and family members and loved ones. But that's not true for everyone. For many, Thanksgiving, it can be hard. Thanksgiving can be isolating and painful. For many, Thanksgiving can be a reminder, perhaps, that you don't have friends or family to celebrate with. Maybe, perhaps, that your circumstances don't seem to be worth giving much thanks for. So while Thanksgiving can be a beautiful time of giving thanks and being with loved ones, it can also be a painful reminder of what we don't have. Sometimes our circumstances don't seem to be able to warrant much giving thanks. I think that makes our reading tonight, the closing statements to Paul's letter to the Philippians, so very challenging. Because in our reading tonight, we hear things like, rejoice. Don't be anxious about anything. Whatever is true, honorable, just, pure, commendable, think about those things. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And that all sounds great. Those are good things, but it's not so easy to say those things when our circumstances don't seem to align, when our circumstances don't seem to match up. How can I rejoice when mom's gone? And this is the first Thanksgiving without her. How can you say, don't be anxious, when I have a hard enough time putting food on the table day to day, let alone make a Thanksgiving feast? How can I focus on the true and honorable and pure things of this life when my whole family is being consumed by another bout of my brother's addiction problem? How is it that you can say those words, that you can do all things through God's strength? Man, I have a hard time getting out of bed sometimes in the morning, let alone get out the door. What if what Paul is getting at here is not about our circumstances? What if what Paul is getting at here is this deeper sense joy and hope and peace? Because as I think about some of those questions and some of those things, man, I think Paul understood that. I think Paul gets all of those things. Paul is writing this letter from a prison cell. Paul is writing this letter to a congregation of people that have supported him when he himself has experienced what it really means to be in need and not have enough. And yet, that same Paul wrote these words: I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. Paul says, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. So what's the secret? Paul is not a stranger to extenuating circumstances, and yet he has found this secret to true contentment. See, that's what this chapter, Philippians chapter 4, is all about. It's about contentment in our lives for the gifts that we have and the ones that we don't. See, Paul, in that famous passage from Philippians chapter 4, verse 13, where he says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. He's not making a claim that he can do anything because of God's strength. What Paul is saying is that he has discovered the secret to being truly content in what he has. He says, I can do all things through him who strengthens me. And yet, Paul could have just as easily said, I can be content and complete no matter my circumstances, because of him who strengthens me. How is Paul able to say those things? Because Paul has peace. Paul has the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Paul has peace because of his Savior, Jesus. What's the secret to contentment? The secret is peace, is the peace of God in Christ Jesus. Look back to what Paul says in Philippians chapter 4 at the very beginning of our reading. Paul writes, rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Paul says to rejoice, but he doesn't say rejoice in our circumstances. He says we rejoice in the Lord. We rejoice because of what he has done for us. We rejoice because of the great love that our God has shown us. That while we were in the very depths of rebelling against him, he loved us anyway. And gave his son to free us from our sin. Romans 5:8 tells the story. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. But Paul goes on from there. Paul goes on and he says, don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Because of that love, because of the great love that our God has for us, we don't have to be anxious. We don't have to be anxious about the crushing weight of our sin in our lives. We don't have to be anxious about our present circumstances, even if they aren't how they should be. Paul says, present your requests to God. Ask your loving Father for what you need. He hears you. He knows you. He knows what your needs are. And you can have peace and be content knowing that your loving Father will care for you. Jesus tells us the very same thing in Matthew chapter 6. Jesus tells us that, therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, or nor about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? The Gentiles seek after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. So what's Paul's secret? Trust. Trusting in his Lord, trusting in Jesus, trusting in the love of God made manifest, the love of God that has revealed to us our Savior, the cross of Christ. If God is willing to go to such lengths to have a relationship with you. How much more will he listen to you and give you the things that you need to support this body and life? And yeah, I imagine even still there are going to be times when we will have less than we think we need. There will be times where we're hurting, and times where we feel desperate, and times where we're in need. And still in those times, we can be content. We can give thanks to God for the things that we do have. We can rejoice in the God of our salvation, and we can pray. We can pray trusting in the God who loves us and gives all good things. So tomorrow, as we gather for Thanksgiving, no matter what Thanksgiving may look like for you, let's give thanks. Let's give thanks to God for the many blessings that he has imparted to us. The many or the few. Whether in abundance or need, let us find contentment not in our circumstances, but in the cross, in our Savior, Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith. And in him, may we have peace. True peace from God, which surpasses all understanding of need and understanding of circumstance. And may that peace of God guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.